To be a Team USA skier, it takes dedication, determination, and lots of hard work. But it doesn't take all that to score unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases. Just use the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo and tap to pay with that natural-born talent and unwavering focus. Earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases with the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo. Terms apply. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Having the right people in your corner for life's biggest milestones makes all the difference. Like a friend who's there when you're house hunting or checking out a new ride, State Farm is there too, helping you choose the coverage you need. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you along the way. And with so many coverage options, it's nice knowing you have help choosing a plan that fits your needs, so you can continue celebrating all of life's milestones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse, Monday, March 9th. On Mondays, we bring in our friend Carlos Ortiz. You don't know him as Carlos with a K. You know him as Carlos Ortiz, but he continues the branding, and I respect him for it. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Branding is everything. Without a gimmick in this business, you are unemployed. Or in my case, that's true for both.
My gimmick is I hate executives.
Is that an oversized hat now that I'm actually looking at you in the stream?
I don't know. I got a hat.
Oh, it looks bigger than what I thought. It looks like design from those 90s cups that you used to get at like pizzerias.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's pretty cool. For whatever reason, it just looks bigger than a normal hat would be.
Do I rock the flat brim?
I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm more of a curved brim myself. Even when I get fitted hats, I bend it. You know, like that's my thing.
I've got a Bucks flat brim I wear, and I've gotten weird comments on, but I think I can, whatever. I don't want to bend it. It was $20, but I like it, and thank you. If we're doing personal effects to start, I saw you went for an outside run, 3 miles.
Yeah, I wanted to die after the first one. That shit sucked in the worst way.
And you just ran around a track?
Yeah. Eventually, I'll start doing just, you know, neighborhood runs and whatnot. So I got suckered into some stupid, like, event thing called Hyrox. I've never heard of it until I started working out. And even then, it was, you know, so I've been going to the same gym since last June. And I've heard about this thing, like, the last month or two. Okay. But apparently, it's a pretty big event. It's like a CrossFit thing, but it's not CrossFit. But you have to pay money to essentially go kill yourself.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a witty retort for that.
It really isn't one. I do it in 3 months, so I'm training for it.
All right. Then we got a good afternoon. Is it Dennis? What's your name?
Denisio.
Denisio?
Yeah. He blows up my IG. I know him.
Yeah, I never knew where the name started and be in it.
Yeah, I want to say it's Denisio Castro, but.
But cheers. Got the emoji. Cheers. Your average Bucks fan, Denisio. Yes. Your average Bucks fan. Did you watch the game last night? What a joke. Yeah, they lost to the Magic. They beat the Jazz the other night, but barely. And I've been doing some Bucks content.
The Jazz are so bad.
And now they're out. This is mainly going to be a free agent reaction show. Now, free agency starts on Wednesday, but it actually starts right now.
Yeah, the legal tampering, which is so dumb. Just make it free agency.
Bort. I don't get the point. There's a lot of Packer news. I guess we'll start there. Over the weekend, they traded for Zaire Franklin, linebacker from the Colts.
They did.
Yeah, I like that deal. They gave up defensive tackle Colby Wooden, who is no longer a scheme fit, is what I am being told.
Jonathan Gannon needs his own guys.
With, our new defensive coordinator. So they did that. Elsewhere, Kingsley Engabari is out. He's signing a one-year deal with the Jets for $10
million. Deuce.
A pass rusher. I didn't expect to lose him. So that was a surprise.
So they paid him $11 million.
The Packers traded Rashawn Gary, who earlier this weekend, he did an AI Instagram goodbye graphic. Mm-hmm. And then he deleted it very quickly.
Well, now he can put it back up.
The Cowboys traded for him
mm-hmm.
a fourth round pick, which is higher than we were going to cut him. So this is much better than nothing. I will say with the Cowboys, I remember they traded for Jonathan Mingo that year for a fourth round pick.
Yeah, they hate fourth round picks because they
traded. Trey Lance was a fourth round pick. Exactly. Yeah, so Jerry, I think Jerry likes to, you know, kind of wade into that day three. Maybe on Friday he goes, gets liquored up. And then Saturday, once day four, round four starts, I'll just get up at, you know, 1 o'clock, whatever. So Cowboys made that deal. And then we just found out that Malik Willis is going to sign with the Dolphins on a deal that should be worth.
Yeah, which I guess we shouldn't have been surprised with all of the Packer ties now in yeah. Miami. So.
What is this deal? 67 with 45 guaranteed, 3 years, 67. Sort of similar to what Justin Fields.
Or the new Matt Flynn deal is what I'll call it, because the Dolphins will fuck around, draft somebody in the third round, and then he'll beat out Malik Willis, and the cycle continues.
The rest of the news, I'm just going to puke at you guys. This is coming in fast. This is coming in live. This is coming in now.
Phone while you do that.
I'm going to bring up Adam Schefter's feed, which is hypocritical because of how much I shit on him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say is that he's not an insider. He's just a reporter of things. And that is the day to do it.
This is a weird little move right here.
Well, which one do you got?
Well, I have the hottie from The Athletic, Diana Russini, which I absolutely adore. It looks like the Buccaneers are going to be targeting linebacker Alex Anzalone from the Lions. I think that'd be a big loss for Detroit. You know, they need more defensive help, and Anzalone's a really good tackle machine. So that'd be a good fit for Tampa Bay there.
The who from The Athletic did you say?
Diana Russini.
Did you say the hottie?
Oh, yeah. She's a smoke.
I don't trust her.
You shouldn't, because she, she could be a mouthpiece for certain players and agents. But they all are. That's the deal. And breaking news, I mean, we have to, like, this is the lead. The Giants and former Ravers punter Jordan Stout have agreed for a 3-year deal, $12.3 million. It makes him the highest punter in the NFL. Super Bowl, baby! That's it. We got our guy. Shut it down. Don't even got to do the draft. Giants to the moon.
Not the only punter transaction in the last minute. Former Vikings punter Ryan Wright is signing a 4-year, $14 million deal, also with the Giants.
No way.
Just kidding. With the Saints.
I would have flipped out. I'm like, two punters? What are we doing? Is one of them going to hold?
All right. So we got some Packer updates for you. We got some punter updates for you. We got Alex Anzalone update for you. What else do we need to know? Kenneth Walker is signing with the Chiefs.
Great fit.
I texted in response to someone who told me, get ready to learn 7 carries for 27 yards a game, buddy.
All you dynasty holders that held on to Isaiah Pacheco's punching the air right now, because that era is done.
Yeah, they're not going to use him. Jalen Phillips, who the Dolphins traded to the Eagles last year,
mm-hmm.
who I thought was a monster for them.
I thought he was going to stay in Philly.
4 years, 120 with the Panthers.
Yeah.
So they're not messing around. The Jets signed Joseph Osai, who is coming to them from a different team. Where was he?
I have no idea.
He was a defensive end.
DeMario Davis is signing with the Jets also. So the Jets, after a season where they had no interceptions, they're doubling down on defense here. So DeMario Davis going to the Jets on a 2-year, $22 million deal. I like that deal.
Yeah, he was with Cincinnati.
Correct.
The Colts gave Alec Pierce 4 for $114.
Wild, because now they're expecting him to be their number one receiver, because they went ahead and traded Michael Pittman to the Steelers. So Pittman's going to be out of Indianapolis. That was a salary cap casualty.
So the Colts trying to, you know, allocate that money to Pierce, apparently. I don't know. I like Alec Pierce, but that's a bleep ton of money for a guy who's really a strong number two, not a one.
That's $28.5 million a year for Alec Pierce.
Yeah.
Isn't he's out of Cincinnati, right? Was he there with Desmond Ridder?
I believe he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Double check yeah. that, but I'm almost sure that's where I remember him from.
$28.5 million a year. I don't even think they used him as much as the other guys this year.
Well, remember when Jones went
down, the Downs got hurt for a while.
Yeah. You know, Josh Downs was in and out of the lineup. Daniel Jones obviously missed like the back half of the season. But
Pittman already looks like he's washed.
He's cooked. I mean, it's just the perfect Steelers MO. And yeah, Alec Pierce was in Cincinnati when that team when Cincinnati actually was worth a damn. I don't know. I guess they know more than us because I wouldn't have given them that kind of money. I thought Alec Pierce was going to be on. I thought Tennessee was going to sign him because Tennessee had like $100 million in cap space ready to go, and they need to revamp that wide receiver room in a quickness, but whatever.
What happened to your boy Daniel Jones? He wants $50 million again?
Yeah, and he's just reading the QB market and saying, hey, you know what? You got guys, you know, that aren't half as good as me, at least in his eyes. You know, he looks at Trevor Lawrence, who's basically the same person with hair. He's like, well, that guy's getting $50 million. Why can't I get $55 million? So he was looking for a 3-year deal, average annual 50. Colts are actually smart to say no to that. But I think what's eventually going to happen is he'll play on the transition tag. Jones can go and test free agency if he can get a deal. Then, you know, the Colts have the right first of right refusal to, you know, go ahead and match it. Otherwise, you know, Jones will essentially be on a 1-year, $37 million deal if they can't make something work long term. I don't know. I'm not seeing a market for Daniel Jones coming off of an injury where he's going to get a 2-3-year deal, especially with that kind of money. Jones has already had a couple of injuries, you know, prior to his stint with the Colts. Remember, he didn't play for Minnesota at all. He backed up everybody there. So I don't know. I think Jones is just going to have to prove that he's healthy and earn himself a payday if he really thinks that he's that guy, which I know that he's not.
I think if he stayed healthy throughout the year, he'd get that deal, right? Or no?
If the Colts make the playoffs like they were, because they were on a heater when he was healthy. You did see the last two games he played, his offensive numbers started to tail off a little bit. I think defense is kind of caught up to what the Colts were doing. But they probably would have eked into the playoffs. And yeah, I think he would have gotten a deal close to what he was looking for. I still think $55 million a year for Daniel Jones over, you know, the next 3 years is wild money.
Is this the least remembrance of a Super Bowl you've ever had? I mean, it was 4 weeks ago.
It's funny. Like, a lot of people were ready to turn the page on the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl almost right away. They're like, all right, well, the Rams are the team to beat. Well, the fucking Rams lost to the Seahawks 2 weeks prior. I don't know why we're burying the Seahawks. I mean, just because they're going to lose Kenneth Walker to the Chiefs. You know, they still got a pretty good defense. I know they lost Tariq Woolen's probably going to be gone. You know, so they're going to have to retool, but everybody's retooling right now. I'm not ready to write off the Seahawks like that. I mean, Darnold played well the last 2 years. Yeah, he crapped the bed the last couple of games for Minnesota, the last 2-3 games, and essentially cost Minnesota a deep playoff run. But he just won a fucking Super Bowl with them. He didn't play that great, but he didn't turn the ball over. And that's what Sam Darnold's known for doing. So I'm not writing off Seattle. I think it was a good Super Bowl, halftime show included. Everyone might have the misconception that I hated the Bad Bunny halftime show. I love the Bad Bunny halftime show. Contrary to whatever parody video I put out that went over everyone's heads.
I would like to go back to a world where the halftime show was the biggest of our concerns.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think World War III, or at least 2.5, is around the corner.
I think we're...
Here we are talking about, you know, talking about Sean Gary and traded to the Cowboys. Meanwhile, there's buildings and collapsing via missile.
I look at these. It's like, that's we trade for a 2027 pick. Oh, do we? Are we going to be able to use it?
Are we sure there's going to be a draft 2027?
Well, there is. All those players, though, are going to be drafted somewhere.
It'd be a military draft.
I would like, I think the history books are going to point to, I think we are in World War III. I don't think we know it yet, but I think we're in it.
Listen, as long as I'm not drafted in the 30th round, I'll be okay. You can get value for me.
I can't move. My ankle hurts. I got 42-year-old ankle disease. It just always hurts. So that run you did the other day, I couldn't have done it. You know where I can run, though? You know where I can run to is our friends at Happy Place Hemp. And it'll help the pain. Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off. I feel like my roommates in college because last night I got high and watched two episodes of Family Guy. They're new ones
or new ones? Oh, okay.
New ones. They're still cranking out new ones. There's like two a night every Sunday right now. They crank them out, and I watch that. I also watched the end of SNL, which was a giggle fest with Ryan Gosling.
What do you mean the end of it?
Saturday night, I just stayed up through update, and I had a few more sketches to watch.
Okay. I thought you meant like it's over. I didn't get the news on that.
By the way, SNL UK premieres in 2 weeks. The United Kingdom version of SNL.
Oh, I can't wait.
So I will stay up to watch that. Happy Place Hemp, promo code is BART, 25% off every order. When you go there, you can visit the guys in Muskego and ask them some questions, pick up some product. You can send your questions to me. I'll help you out, but it's been great. The gummies and the seltzers, a must-have for a recovering alco like me. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Spoiler alert, promo code BART, 25% off
BART
orders. A reminder, we stream to you on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream and are brought to you by Carl's Place.
Today's show is sponsored by Strawberry.me. Let me ask you something. Do you think championship athletes got to the top by guessing? No, they had coaching. Every elite athlete has a coach watching their form, calling the plays, and spotting the blind spots they can't see themselves. That's how championships are won. So why are you trying to win your career without a coach? You're grinding, hoping for the promotion, trying to read the politics, guessing your next move. That's amateur hour. If you want to perform like a pro, you need coaching. Strawberry.me matches you with a professional career coach who breaks down your game film. They help you negotiate the raise, navigate workplace politics, and execute a strategy that actually works. Stop riding the bench in your own life. Go to strawberry.me/podcast50 to get 50% off your first coaching session. Strawberry.me, because pros don't guess, they get coached to win.
To be a Team USA skier, it takes dedication, determination, and lots of hard work. But it doesn't take all that to score unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases. Just use the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo and tap to pay with that natural-born talent and unwavering focus. Earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases with the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo. Terms apply. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Some more transactions to get through. Isaiah Likely, who I have been holding on to in Dynasty for years, is now a Giant.
Good.
Did you need a tight end? Don't you still have the corpse of Daniel Bellinger?
No, Daniel.
Where's he?
Daniel Bellinger, I think he's a free agent. I think we're finally letting him walk. They did re-sign Chris Manhertz to a one-year deal, but he's just a blocking specialist. He's not out there, you know, catching anything. Theo Johnson will probably be his fifth-year option. Or not a fifth-year option because he was a late-round pick. This will probably be his walk year. So they'll have Isaiah Likely to be primary catching tight end going forward, which is, listen, good for me. Theo Johnson's great if he catches the ball, which is 50% of the time, so you can't rely on him.
Laremy Tunsil is signing an extension with the Commanders.
Two-year deal, yeah.
Cade Otton is returning to Tampa Bay.
Whoop-de-doo.
Former Packer Eric Stokes gets 3 years for $30 million with the Raiders. And I think the big news, Travis Kelce back with the Chiefs. Yeah,
14th season.
Yeah, Travis Kelce back with the Chiefs.
He should
Minka Fitzpatrick traded to the Jets.
Yep, and the Jets promptly turn around and give him a three-year deal.
They're really working on their defense. And
pick the ball off.
The news over the weekend is Kyler's out. Tua's out as of today, and Geno Smith is now feuding with Wendy's rather than being the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Speaking of Tua, did you see what team is on a hard-on to sign him?
Well, I saw the Falcons.
That's the team I saw as well.
Now, you would think as a backup on the vet min, because he's still getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that would work about that is he is a lefty, and Penix is a lefty. So I think what you should do with your backup quarterback is sign a guy that there's not a lot of change when he comes in. I thought the Ravens did that for the longest time. Oh, the Ravens, by the way.
Signing a former Pro Bowler.
Yeah, getting Max Crosby.
Oh, I was talking about Tyler Huntley, but okay.
Oh,
I meant former Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Huntley going to the Ravens. But yeah, I guess Max Crosby, he's going there too.
So was that a couple of first?
Two first-round picks, one this year, which was the 14th overall, and then next year, whatever that pick is going to be for all first round.
Just a quick refresh to see if anything has happened since we were talking. Yes. Yeah. The Dolphins punter, Jake Bailey, is now a Falcon as punter roulette continues.
You asked about Daniel Bellinger. He will be signing with the Tennessee Titans, so reuniting with Brian Daboll there. This deal actually does matter.
Are they also getting Wandale?
They're in on Wandale as well. To be honest, I wouldn't be upset if Wandale Robinson left. We have 1,000 slot receivers. The Bears and Kobe Bryant are agreeing to a 3-year, $40 million. Bryant, 7 picks over the last 2 years. Obviously one of the longtime starters with the defense for Seattle for the last 2 years. So that's a good signing for the Bears as well.
I walked by some kids that were shooting hoops. And one of them shot him, and I go, Kobe. And the kid had no idea what I was saying.
But I'm sure if he was looking for a foul, he'd be like, SGA.
SGA. SGA. Oh, speaking of SGA, big news in the Winkler house. My kid's been playing NBA 2K, and the settings are he's making every shot.
Is it rookie settings?
But even and then we move the sliders to make sure, he kicks ass. The first game we played, we won like 120-18. So I've increased it a little bit. He's now winning games about $130-$60. But he did go through his season. He simmed some games, but he went through his season. And he won the championship. And he celebrated more than I've ever seen him celebrate anything in his life. He was proud of what he did, even though he knows. That's the thing that I have a hard time with when I play my kid in like sports is he knows I can crush him. But then when I start to crush him, he says, I don't want to play this way. I want to play the fun way.
Yeah. The fun way is him winning.
But then he cocks off to me like I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, see, here's the problem. What you should have done is you should have just gotten him used to getting beaten down by you religiously at the very onset of his life. Like, you need to earn every single inch against me. I am going to pound you until you become a man. And that way, when he knows he finally gets a win, he would have earned it. Like, you just giving him the win, he expects it now. It's your fault. It's not his.
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that, and I think different dads parent in different ways, obviously.
Sure. I know. I don't have kids. The hell do I know what I'm doing?
I can't imagine if my 5-year-old kid, 6-year-old kid, has enough interest to play basketball outside, put up some shots, why would I go out there and just block the shit out of him and make that a miserable experience? Because then he's not going to enjoy it. Now, some dads would say, well, he's got a chip now. He wants to beat his old man, and what a moment that will be.
Tenacious.
I don't think you introduced that at the age of 6.
Maybe not 6, but certainly before 10.
Maybe if he's like 9 and putting up shots.
Yeah, you want to score on me, you're going to earn it.
Because we're in a discovery phase. Like, we're trying to see what he likes, what he's good at.
Well, he likes winning, and he hates losing. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
Because in sports, you lose a lot more than you win.
Yeah. We got beat up in soccer this weekend, indoor. Just the team that they're a little better than us. They're a little more skilled. But, you know, I like those kind of games because then we actually learn. But I don't want the kids, you know, to get too discouraged.
Open wide for some soccer!
But again, you also don't want to, like, I don't know. I can't be the guy who kicks the shit out of my kid until maybe later.
I'll do it for you. You don't know me.
Yeah, you'll do that for me?
Absolutely.
I appreciate that very much. So that's about what we've got so far in the NFL. I think from a Packer perspective, they're making moves. There's more rumored interest in other moves. I think that they need to make these moves. They need to try to win a Super Bowl. They are getting a lot of picks in 2027. Obviously, they don't have a first this year. In 2027, they're trading 4 picks. They're also going to have a bunch of comp picks. That Malik Willis deal should offer them perhaps a third-round comp. So there's a lot of good, I think, that the Packers are doing. Engabare surprised me. I didn't realize we were going to lose him.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a bummer. I do like the swap.
Not that big of a price tag there.
I like the swap with the Colts. Rashawn Gary is addition by subtraction, unfortunately. He was the one who I think the Cowboys have wanted him for a while. If we could have swapped Gary for Parsons instead of Kenny Clark, that might have been more ideal. Mm. But Rashawn Gary, one of the things for trading for Micah Parsons is, yes, you get Micah Parsons, but you also get all these other guys to get better because they're not getting double teamed and Parsons is. And Gary somehow got worse with that. I don't think he had a sack since maybe week 7. Something
it's all about
horrible
scheme.
Like that.
It's all about the scheme. They couldn't scheme his Saxon.
Well, the scheme the Packers are running with Rashawn Gary is because we have Micah Parsons, any edge rusher running at slightly above average speed should be able to get their hands on the quarterback. But Rashawn Gary chose jogging to get it done.
Kind of like my run yesterday. This is a little surprising. I'm nothing official yet, but the insiders, quote unquote, are hearing that Mike Evans has been getting offers north of $27 million per year. It's surprising because, number one, I just see Mike Evans as a Tampa Bay lifer. And number two, with the amount of like wear and tear and mileage on Mike Evans, you really want to give him more than $27 a year? I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, so comparatively, I'm giving Mike Evans 27 before I give it to Alec Pierce.
That's fair. But Pierce, his career is definitely ahead of him, whereas Evans has got a little juice left. He's not done, per se, but the temperature's rising inside that stake.
Yeah. Where are the rumored targets? Who wants them?
That I don't see, but we'll be on Mike Evans' watch for the remainder of this stream.
All right, we're on Mike Evans' watch. The last thing that I had texted you before today was, are you getting drunk for this Puerto Rico game?
I don't even think I answered it. Oh, no, I said I was at the gym. Yes.
That was on Friday. How are you enjoying the World Baseball Classic? Second question, are you enjoying the World Baseball Classic?
I am enjoying it. I think the teams that we expected to be good are good, and they're destroying everybody else. Once we get past pool play and we start getting into knockout rounds, that's when I think it's going to pick up. It's funny because I had this conversation with a couple of guys over the weekend on Westwood One Sports, where I actually do work. I just don't get paid. I was wondering if the WBC, especially the U.S. national team, I guess we want to call them the national team, could they capture everybody's hearts like the U.S. men's hockey and women's team, for that matter, hockey teams in the Olympics? And it just doesn't seem to have that same vibe. The WBC has really ran away in terms of fandom and how much people have latched onto it internationally, which is, I guess, what MLB's goal was to begin with. They want to grow the game outside of the States. But here in the U.S., nobody really gives a shit. If anything, people are like, oh, the WBC's on? Like, oh, okay. you know, I might check it out if I, you know, if it's on early enough on FS1, but like, I personally like it. There's a, you know, the players absolutely love it. Juan Soto, who's playing for the Dominican Republic, said basically he loves playing for that team instead of the Mets. So people are having a field day with that. The players are locked in.
What was his quote?
Somebody asked him if he was having fun or something like that. And he's like, this is the most fun I've ever had. Because Juan Soto, the dude has always been a mercenary. The MLB is just his job. How we used to come in to do our show. Yeah, all right. We like our jobs, but it's a job at the end of the day. You know, you think I want to come home at 3 o'clock in the morning from an evening show? You know, I'm just trying to get paid. So Soto's just trying to get paid. He loves playing for DR. He just does the Mets and everybody else because that's his income.
Well, quick aside on that. I'm almost, I have a complaint about not working that shift anymore. I'm almost getting too much sleep.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that actually happened to me, believe it or not, yesterday. I went to bed at like 11 o'clock, which, you know, for some people that's late, but like, you know, for me, I'm like, that's pretty early. I woke up at 9:30 today. I'm like, what the hell am I doing for 10 and a half hours on this bed? It's not like I'm working.
Shit. I took a nap last night at like 5 o'clock. I just passed out on the couch.
Happened to me Saturday. Mine was 7 o'clock. I woke up at midnight knowing I had to get up at 5 a.m. for my, my weekend morning shifts. And then I'm like, all right, well, the nap was, that's a good 5 hour nap. Time to go to sleep. And I slept for another 5 hours. So you're right. I think we're getting too much sleep, but I'd rather too much sleep than the weird nocturnal owl schedule that we had doing an actual national broadcast.
I've been open about this. So I'll explain in detail a little more because I don't care to share it. In fact, maybe it's good to share it as a mental health advocate that I am.
Sure.
Years back, I got on Lexapro, which is an anxiety med.
Okay.
And I was taking a pill a day, 10 milligrams of this pill. And I also go off of it for no fucking reason. I just go off of it. I stare at the bottle and I don't take them. And everyone's asked me why. And I say, I don't know. I don't have a reason. So I got back on it recently and I decided to self-diagnose myself. So now I take 2 pills a night.
Jesus. Are you sure that's the, are you sure you qualify to be diagnosing yourself? Because usually when you have to take medication, you're not qualified to diagnose yourself.
I don't know. Like 3 years ago, one doctor in passing said, do you think you're good on the 10 or do you want to take 20? I go, I don't fucking need 20.
I just think of that Simpsons episode where Lisa's like shivering because she went into the, she drank the water at Duff Gardens. And the guy's just like, all right, give her one of these and give her a bunch of these. Oh, thank you, doctor. Oh, I'm not a doctor.
I bring this up because it's made me very tired. The side effects are you feel like you have to puke, which I think I've gotten past that.
Gross.
And then you're constantly tired. Oh, and your dick won't get hard. Which, if that's the case, I've been secretly taking Lexapro my entire life. I didn't even know. I had Lexapro in my cereal.
They've been crushed it into your food.
Tom says mental health is for betas. I'd remind Tom that betas are the real alphas. When you're not ashamed of who you are, that's actually what makes you a man. When you have to overdo it and pretend to be a man, that's when you're actually a beta. There's nothing I've ever said that I feel more strongly in than that. That's when you're confident in yourself, that's a real man.
That's a beta comment.
Yeah. When you are trying to prove how much of a man you are, you're actually a bitch.
Yeah. You don't want to be an alpha or a beta. You want to be like me. You want to be a Chad. That starts with C.
Yeah. So these people that drive these like big, you know, F-150s with the testicles hanging off the back, they're actually not men. They're bitches. And that's why when I'm on my rollerblades scootering past them in traffic, I yell, hey, bitches. to him.
I hope you don't do it in that exact voice.
I go,
I'm 40.
Not that voice, clearly.
One of these trucks, I'm actively one of the ways, because people are trying to, what was the thing that I interrupted you? I wanted to get back to it. Sleeping?
Yes. Yeah. You talked about how you're getting too much sleep now.
I had a quick aside. There's nothing quick about it, but there was somewhere I wanted to pivot back to, sleep related.
Sports?
Possibly. But one of the ways that I'm trying to make money is I'm trying to get hit by traffic. There is there's a street to cross my house to the school.
Ay, caramba.
And I have to stop at the crosswalks.
And except you're not stopping.
Cars do not like to stop at this crosswalk. So I've been getting a little more aggressive. Enter the crosswalk.
You can't just get hit by any car, though. You know, you're going to get hit by a fucking Ford Pinto. What's the guy going to give you? If anything, you're going to have to pay for the car. You know, you got to get something, German. You'll get one of these, get a Beamer to hit you or a Benz.
I'm actually trying to get hit by one of these like remodeling trucks or like a place that does basements.
Oh, man, dude, if you get hit by a cab, that's where you've made it. Because in New York, it was basically $1 million to get that medallion. You get hit by a cab, you're making six figures.
We don't really have cabs around here.
Oh, you get hit by I don't know. Wait, Uber is monopolizing things. Yeah, no. Now you got to get hit by a vendor or a construction truck, but don't die. Just want to get hurt.
I can't tell you the last time I actually did see a taxi. The only time I see them are at the airport and the casino, the actual taxis. Because otherwise, it's Ubers.
Yeah, that's why the taxi and limousine industry hates Uber and Lyft, because they've almost put them out of business.
Which even in Milwaukee, thinking back 15 years, when there were more like a yellow cab, it was called, as the company. They're still running around. But
yeah, you
have to call the place. You have to call to get a cab. You can't just go outside and hail a cab.
Yeah, a couple places like that around here, too.
Yeah.
I remember when I left the airport a couple years ago, and they wanted to, they're like, oh, taxi. I'm like, yeah, I want to go home. How much? To go like 15 minutes away, like no shit. It was like 15, 20 minutes away. It was like $80. I'm like, fuck you. This is why Uber's putting you out of business.
This is Modelo Especial, a full-flavored golden lager, crisp and refreshing from start to finish. Brewed with time, effort, and determination to get the balance right. Modelo Especial, the model for everyday beer. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, no, my coffee. Brawny!
Here, new Brawny 3-Ply is now more absorbent.
Wow, got a clean shirt?
Do you wear plaid?
Ronnie.
Some of the strongest.
One of the other moms at Pickup. She was also laid off recently.
I'm going to say that code for something else.
And no, she said, oh, I wanted to talk to you. I was also recently laid off and I've been applying for hundreds of jobs. And I said, I'm working on my podcast.
Well, she's like, well, I'm not giving this guy any play.
So much she goes, affair. She goes, I applied for this job. There's like a sports collectible shop that's coming in near in our town. And she's like, they're looking for a content creator. And I used to write, she said. So I applied, but I don't know anything about sports. If I get this job, could I like ask you questions? I said,
I'd be like, can you send me the link so I could fucking apply? What do I need you for? Just cut you right
told her. And at first she was like, oh shit, why did I tell this guy?
Yeah, she's an idiot.
And then I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to do that. There's no way in hell.
I am literally applying right in front of her.
Well, I was going to never think about it again, but then I got the LinkedIn email where it's like five jobs in your area. And that one's first, like highlighted, like for you.
Don't.
And I'm like, God damn it.
You have to apply.
Because this might be one of these like 15 to 20 hour a week jobs.
Sure, nothing crazy.
Which is exactly what I want. So I can do this, be stay-at-home dad, and also like still be a part of the workforce. Other than, I don't know if people realize this, I am a business owner. I own my business. I own part of the Green Bay Packers. I have a portfolio. Okay? I have a portfolio. Oh, this was World Baseball Classic related. That's where we were.
Oh, yeah, we're still talking about that.
I'm into it. I watched a good chunk on Friday.
Yeah, just wait till knockout round.
I watched a good chunk on Saturday. There's some games going on right now. I will watch some of USA Mexico tonight. Puerto Rico has Cuba tonight.
Yeah, mini rivalry game.
So that's fun.
Oh, Tyler Linderbaum got paid.
And where's he going?
Ah, come on. He's going to the Raiders. 3 years, $81 million, 60 guaranteed.
All right, so he's leaving Baltimore?
Yeah, he's leaving. But well, he was going to leave Baltimore anyway. You know, he was going to command a market more than they were comfortable paying. Of course, the Giants were one of those teams that were rumored, but I actually don't mind that they didn't get him. I just would have liked a better landing spot for the Raiders because, you know, obviously they're going to stink, but they need to keep somebody in front of Mendoza to keep them upright. So Linderbaum will be the guy there.
Just to wrap up the WBC, is it two teams per each pool that make it?
Yes.
To the knockout?
Correct.
All right. So
we can get you the updated standings right now for all of those who are interested. Right now in Pool A, as expected, Cuba and Puerto Rico are leading. They are both undefeated there. Pool B, it is a three-way tie for your lead at Mexico, Italy, and the USA. So it's a huge game for U.S., which I do expect they'll be able to take care of Mexico. But Mexico's certainly no pushover. So that'll be a good game there. Pool C, Japan's leading the way, pretty much leaving everybody else in the dust. Chinese Taipei and Korea are a one game behind them, but they both have two losses. And in Pool D, a little tighter than I thought. Venezuela and the Dominican Republic are both undefeated, two wins apiece. DR, however, they have the most stacked lineup of anybody in this tournament, including the U.S. The DR hitters are just far superior, but still, Venezuela is a pretty solid team. So, yeah, you can imagine pretty much whoever's ahead of the pools right now should be the ones getting it in. The only one that I would say could be worrisome if you're leading your pool right now would be Pool A, because Canada is 1-1 right behind Cuba and Puerto Rico, and Canada is a pretty solid team. So the first team to lose between Cuba and PR probably gets knocked out.
So that game's tonight on FS1. There's also, you know, WBC conversation, because they have had it in intervals of like 6-3, 3-4, 3. It's been kind of weird. I would like to see this be a yearly event. I think it could work. I know that like the Olympics are every 4, World Cups every 4. I think baseball's got enough where you can make it work. I like that these games are, you know, some of the games that are in like Japan and stuff. Unfortunately, that's a hard time to watch over here. I would like if they got a semifinals and a finals one day. I mean, we can't always just be the host. That kind of sucks, and I would like our guys to go play over there in that atmosphere. So that's something that could change. I think March is an appropriate time for it. I hate spring training.
It means nothing.
I don't follow it at all. I don't care about it. I don't watch any of it. I don't like to be one of these guys that are like, well, it just, you know, it gives me that sense of warmth. Fuck you. Don't like that. I just want real baseball.
Yeah, give me real baseball.
That being said, I am going to one of the Brewers. They have an exhibition game the week before opening day, and I'm
spending money to go there. Yeah, and I probably will make it to the Cactus League one time when the Cubs go to Arizona. That's their spring training facility. I'm sure I will, just to cross it off. But yeah, I'm a fraud too. I also don't like spring training baseball. At Buckshot Bobby, my name is in the comment. I have to address it. He's like, I like that Ortiz has his Superman pajamas on that match his couch. These aren't pajamas. This is actually workout gear. So I actually dress pretty much what I'm going to wear to the gym throughout the day, so I know I'm going to go to the gym. I don't know why I do that, but yeah, this is a workout short shirt, and I have the matching shorts on. Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously, I just needed to scoot the desk over. You can see it has a badass liner here too. Like, look at the liner on that big old red S.
So you walk to your gym in a full Superman outfit?
Say again?
You go to the gym in a full Superman outfit?
Well, the actual workout, yeah. I'm going to put on a jacket and some pants. But, yeah, I have all types of superhero collabs. Like, I found this one brand that they do nothing but, like, workout clothes. And it's all, you know, Marvel stuff, with the exception of the one DC one that I have. Actually, I have a Batman suit as well. But, yeah, dude, I got a Wolverine. I got Punisher, I got two Captain Americas. Man, I'm all in. They're draining my bank account, which is very perilous of me because I'm not working full time.
Don't you think the guy that shows up to the gym in a Superman outfit is a kind of a tryhard?
No, I would think that guy is pretty fucking cool because I'm that guy.
You kind of look like a Clark Kent.
In eighth grade, I was Clark Kent, and in freshman year, I was Superman. And then I'm like, I'm gonna stop wearing, costumes to school because I look like a fucking loser.
You wear a cape? Workout?
Yeah, that's what a showers are for. I wore it freshman year. I had the actual cape. I had the whole get out, the whole Superman tights, cape. And then I'm like, I'm in high school. I can't do this. Look fucking good though.
I don't know when you can, other than trick or treat, I don't know when you can do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was taking my little sister's trick or treating, because that was like the last time I really like dressed up in like full costume regalia with a candy bucket and all that. I took my sister's, but also low key, I was just like, I want candy too. I mean, I was 14.
Yeah, I'll allow it. I don't mind teens that trick or treat.
Last person to comment, I didn't go to the gym yet. I'm going to the gym. I just wear my stuff now.
Yeah, yeah.
I work out in the evening.
Breaking news from the NFL front. Tyler Allgeier is no longer a Bijan Robinson vulture.
Yeah.
He is headed to the Arizona Cardinals. So Tyler Allgeier is headed to...
He can be a James Conner vulture. Although Conner's on his way out.
Yeah, James Conner vulture is his knees holding up. Is the problem there. Some typical morning show banter. This is a segment I used to do back in the day where I talk about something that every morning show talks about. Daylight savings. How do you feel about it? I must ask you. It is the topic du jour.
Yeah, I every time I say it, I just want it to be the last one. I don't ever want to go into we are going to gain an hour of sleep, because that means we've changed the clocks again. I have always kept this stance, fuck the farmers. So hashtag FFTF. They don't need this anymore. We don't need daylight savings. Nobody else in the world does it. I think there's a couple states don't even acknowledge it. It's 1:56 on the East Coast now. Let's fucking stamp it in, lock it in. This is the time. This is the time forever. We don't need to change anymore. Kids, they're glued to their phones anyway. When they're walking to school, just turn on the flashlight on your little phone and you can make it. It's not that big of a deal where we need to have safety concerns. I'm like, oh, how would the children see? Well, they should be walking by with their parents anyway. And if they have their phones, boom, take the flashlight out. You can get to class, no problem. When you get out, bright sunshine, a full day in front of you, fuck those farmers. They don't care. They can pick strawberries at 8 o'clock at night too. What do they need a bright or early sun for? Well, they're sleeping in like the rest of us. You've seen this economy? What are they going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning for?
It's interesting because we're in an age now where AI is going to take over every job, yet we're turning the clocks back for the farmers.
Yeah. And how much does the farmer population in this country actually make up? Because, all right, let's go full send here. Everyone's complaining about how the immigrants are taking your jobs. You're not doing those jobs anyway. All right. Little Billy out in Arkansas isn't going out to pick cotton or, Muhammad. He's not going out there to wash the dishes. That's a bad name, Muhammad, because he probably would. But anyway, you're not doing these jobs anyway. So why are we, you know, allocating resources to change the clock and all that shit? All right, everybody wants cool jobs. Everybody wants to be a content creator or a star of some sort. You know, who the hell wants to go to med school?
You know what my kid wants to be?
Clock.
You know what my kid wants to be?
YouTube star.
Yeah.
Because all, you know what? You know I know that? That's a safe guess because almost all of my friends that actually have kids, all of them want to be fucking YouTube stars because they see kids being YouTube stars. In fact, one of them actually is a YouTube star. One of my friend's kids actually is a YouTube star. Don't ask me what the content is. I have no idea. But this kid had gotten a fucking award. He's like 12.
I can't allow it to happen. My kid's a cute kid. I could have exploited the shit out of him.
Sure. Yeah, but that's exactly why, like, God forbid I have kids, because I'm raising them old school as fuck, man. They're not getting YouTube until they're like 17. I don't want to exploit them. That's all it is. It's like you gotta live vicariously through your kid and like make them do the shit that you can't do. Like, I'm not doing that. Go find your own way. I got poor by myself. You can get poor by yourself.
I'm all right with the YouTube I let my kid watch because he mainly watches wrestling matches, sports infographics, and then there is a little of the, like, a lot of these guys that are on YouTube all have the same, like, format. I don't know how they do it, but it's all the same sound effects. It's always a hide and seek in a house I don't know how they afford. They all love Prime. They all fucking love basketball, so that's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, and basketball loves them. So I had 200 influencers in their whack ass All-Star weekend.
Yeah. So it could be worse. There. I think my daylight saving take is I'm fine with what we do. I think the extreme,
so antiquated.
Well, are we in normal time right now?
Yes, this is normal time. You know why? Because it's the most amount of sunlight for me. Like, the fact that I don't have to see a sunset before 6 o'clock for like the next 6 to 7 months is amazing. The sun should not be setting at 4:30, 5 o'clock on the fucking East Coast. That's insane.
The thing that usually gets me is the extreme. The extreme of daylight saving time is in like June 21, the sun would set at 7:30.
That's great.
No, that's unacceptable. It's too early.
Oh, too early.
If we kept the clocks as they are now, I think. Or if we didn't change. If we didn't change. And then December 21, the sun wouldn't rise until 8:30 in the morning. You can't have that.
No, I'm fine with it.
No. You cannot.
Because then what time is it setting?
School in the dark. But
come on. We have streetlights. There's nuclear power all over the place. Mr. Burns is not blocking out the sun. Like, there are ways to navigate the early morning darkness. This isn't, you know, a 1772 where we're setting fucking lanterns by the windowsill in order to go out and throw the trash. Like, we'll just turn the lights on a little bit longer.
I just don't think you can send kids to school in the dark.
They won't be in the dark, though, because we have lights.
Or a counter to that is it possible school starts too early?
Yes.
I read in Finland, they only go to school for 5 hours a day.
That's ridiculous. I'd actually would be in favor of shifting the same amount of hours, just pushing it back a little bit. Like, I used to go to my first class in high school. I think my first class was 7:30. And I'm like, this is fucking early. Like, my mom hasn't even gone to work yet. Why the hell am I here? So I'm up and I'm out at the house at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to a 7:30 economics class, which is too early to function at that time anyway. And then I get out of school at like 3:30. No, 9 to 5, just like everybody else, or stagger it. You know, so if your parent works at 9, you go to school at 8. That way that gives them a buffer to drop you off and go to work and shit like that. And then, you know, parent gets out at 5, you get out 6. Or whatever the case may be, but stagger it in such a way. It's too early right now. I need to be the chancellor of the school district. Let me have fuck a chancellor. I want to be Linda McMahon. You know, without the cheating husband and the genetic jackhammer, I can be the Department of Education person thing.
what is it, the Secretary of Education? Give me that job. I'll fix this broken school system. Kids will stop being some fucking stupid. Jaguars, former Jaguars running back Travis Etienne will be signing with the Saints. What a segue.
Wandale Robinson is signing with the Titans.
Yeah, that's saw that one coming. That's fine.
Who have they've changed their logo.
Not a fan of it.
Carlos is so based. Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means
Jahan Dotson. You know, that's a name that you were let down by fantasy draft experts. Jahan Dotson, he will be signing with the Falcons 2 years, $15 million.
Jesus $10 million Christ.
For Jahan Dotson?
And whoever the running back equivalent of him is, talent-wise, is going to get like 1 year for $800,000.
A bus pass and a meal voucher.
School is broken. Like, school's fine, but it's also broken. It's just daycare.
It really is. Daycare where you hope that your kid comes home and not and doesn't become a casualty.
And then they take all these random-ass days off. You never know what the fuck's going on. But then the teachers get paid no money. His kindergarten teacher last year, they got out at 3:20. We would like go for a walk at 6:30 that night. She's still in her room.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. My mom, God rest her soul, was a teacher.
We're learning history that was curated to us by Ghislaine Maxwell's dad.
That's right. And thank you, your average Bucks fan. Base means I'm correct and accurate in what I'm saying. So, by the way, the terms for the Wandale Robinson, 4 years, $70 million.
What?
Can go up to $78 million. That's a lot of fucking money for Wandale Robinson. That is a lot of money. Tennessee had to spend it somewhere. Again, coming into this offseason, they had upwards of $90 million. They basically had $100 million in cap space once the cap went up for everybody. That's a lot of money for Wandale Robinson.
All right, so if ETN's in New Orleans, where's Kamara?
He's still there.
He's kind of toast too.
He's been on the back nine. ETN might not be like the full blown starter right now. He'll be like Kamara will be the 1A, ETN will be the 1B, and in the back half of the season, you'll see kind of Kamara take a step back because New Orleans isn't winning anyway, and ETN can be the guy. But yeah, this is a transitional contract for him.
How big of a move do you think Walker to the Chiefs is? I'm not high on his prospects there.
So the thing with Kenneth Walker is he's a productive back, but dude, he gets hurt all often. You know, he's a between the tackles runner. You know, he obviously showed up for the Super Bowl. So I think that's essentially what got him his payday. But like, I think he's a good fit for the Chiefs because they haven't had a good running back honestly in years. And like, it feels like forever. It feels like Mahomes has never had. Other than like Kareem Hunt, they've never had a running back worth a damn for Mahomes. I don't think it necessarily moves the needle that much because they still need a bona fide number one receiver. I like Xavier Worthy, but he's more of a speedster, takes the top off of defense. Rashee Rice is in and out of fucking jail. So I don't know if Rashee Rice is your answer for a number two. They need another weapon for Mahomes that can run and actually catch the ball, not necessarily in the backfield, but it's not a bad move.
I think we covered most of the transactions that have happened so far. I don't believe you mentioned Austin Hooper to the Falcons, unless I'm mistaken.
There's no way Austin Hooper's still in the league. And wasn't he a Falcon before?
Yeah, I don't know where he came from. Where was he just now?
Stand by.
Where was Austin Hooper last year?
I have no idea. Again, I thought he wasn't in the league.
Don't tell me. Look it up and don't tell me.
Yeah, because I know a couple of teams that he played for. And I was right. He was a Falcon. All right. So I got all his teams right here. Go for it.
Last year, 2025. Was he a Bengal?
No.
What division?
You want the conference or you want the division?
Oh, is it the Patriots?
He was a Patriot.
Alex won. Yeah, Patriots. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, do you want to take a gamble to see the other teams? Because I didn't know he was on this many teams.
How many teams he been on?
Including Atlanta, which I guess it doesn't count anyway because he's going back to that team. He's on five teams. So we got the Falcons and we got the Patriots. I had no fucking idea about any of the teams after Atlanta and before the Patriots.
Actually, I can't Commanders? See. I didn't know he was the Patriots.
Was he with the Commanders?
No. I will give you a hint. They're all AFC teams.
What?
Exactly.
Not the Bills, Jets, or Dolphins.
No, none of them.
Not the Ravens.
No.
Not the Browns. Browns?
Incorrect. Browns? Incorrect. After his first stint with Atlanta, he was with the Cleveland Browns in 2020-21. I don't remember that at all.
What are the other two teams?
The Tennessee Titans in 2022.
Mm.
And the Raiders in 23.
Mm.
There's no way that actually happened. This has got to be some Mandela effect thing, because I don't remember Austin Hooper after Atlanta whatsoever until right now you broke this news.
Mm-hmm. I am just double checking the rules of podcasting, and it does say here section 13 subset D subset 4D. When your podcast starts to go through the Wikipedia of Austin Hooper, that is the natural close of the episode. So
I thought the people were invested in where
we must. It's just the rules of podcasting. I would love to go back and forth on some other tight ends, but the rules of podcasting say as they are.
I do love me a good tight end.
We'll be back on Tuesday. And then later this week, I got nothing fucking planned. So I better come up with something real goddamn quick. And I'll look to do that here.
That's soon. Your job.
In the meantime, like and subscribe to the Winklerverse on all platforms. Carlos, find him on the weekends on Westwood One, I guess.
If you want. I'm there already, so might as well just listen.
Are you talking on those shows?
Yeah. If anything, my program director, for lack of better words, he wants me to actually speak more. But I'm still getting the same pay, and the pay's late. But I am on Westwood One Sports from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, mainly working with Linnell Willingham, who was actually a nice kid, and then Nick Ashew and Elijah Campbell before that. They're all good dudes. We're all trying to do sports stuff there. So that's where you can find me.
Does anybody care that Infinity's dead anymore, or are we yesterday's news?
You get the occasional call, recollection, you know, tweet on the socials, whatnot. But I think for the most part, people moved on because, you know, what are the options? You know, they're like, all right, well, I'll listen to new shit, or just listen to something else, or not listen at all. Maybe I just watch a video or you know, smoke. You know, people find things to do. It's a shame.
I really thought I was like Johnny Carson signing off. I was a lot more like Chevy Chase.
I thought we were special.
Or Joan Rivers.
give me Melissa Rivers any day. I thought we had something cooking, and we did. It's not like we had a bad show and they canceled us. They decided to destroy the entire network. So what can you do?
Yeah, you get laid off twice in 3 years during this AI boom, and you kind of just...
You knew it was coming.
Don't want to apply to a lot of jobs, you know?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I got laid off 2 in 5 years. I'm applying for jobs. I'm just not getting through the proverbial glass ceiling there.
Yeah. The AI rejection letters.
Oh, yeah. I don't think one human's looked at my fucking resume. And I've done at least 20 applications so far.
It's not like the 1980s. You can't just take your resume into a bank and get hired that day.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to fight the robots.
You know where I kind of want to work at the grocery store.
Well, you know what? The grocery store down the block is hiring, and worst comes to worst, if I can't find anything, I will be bagging groceries with my master's degree that I earned. Would you like paper, plastic, or would you like this actual diploma? Because I can't do anything with it.
I liked working at a grocery store in high school.
I worked at a clothes store in high school. Man, yeah. I stole so much shit. It was all. I was a freshest fucking guy on the block, man.
What was your main way to steal?
So someone would buy something, and if it was in my size, I would just kind of double scan it and, like, you know, kind of like mock, like, return one. I just never put it back into the system, and I was like, whoop, extra large.
You never got caught?
Oh, no, eventually I did. But they caught me for the dumbest thing. Because I was a fucking huge scammer. I think I was getting paid And statute of limitations at this point, you can't come and arrest me. It's been way more than 7 years ago.
I threw a rock through a Little Caesar's window once.
No, how about that? I actually broke this this guy's window with a water balloon. It was an accident, though. But yeah, no, I got fired from that job because I was like a crazy scam artist. Like, if you came in and I knew you and you had like a stolen card or you had some shit, I'm like, I will hook you up with the merch. But like, you're either giving me a cut or if you're like, oh, you're giving me cash price, like I'm pocketing the cash and shit. So like, if North Face backpack was like $100, I'm like, yo, give me 60. I'm like 60. And it looks like a slip into the till, but it slips right into my fucking pocket. But in any case, some chick came in with a stolen debit card and like fucking racked up like $300, $400 worth of shit. And, but then she came back and like bought more shit. And that's where they got greedy because they hit me off with cash. So like that was my end of it. When the guy like came to fire me, huh?
You're such a criminal.
Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg. Maybe the trust me, the Titanic went down. The guy, I still remember his name, Milt Feinstein. He was like the loss prevention guy for like this fucking hood clothes store. But like he came in and he's just like, hey, can we come talk? And I'm like, yeah. He was this short fucking Jewish guy with like the crazy like tight curls. Straight out of a 70s movie. We go to the food court and he like sits down and he's just like, yeah, so listen, I've been going through a couple things here. We're going to let you go because he slaps these two receipts on the table. He's like, can you tell me what's wrong with this? I'm like, fuck are you talking about? I look at the receipts and I don't notice it. I know the chick immediately. I'm like thinking, what the fuck does she do? She signed the name wrong on the receipts. She put first name, last name on the first receipt and then last name, first name on the second receipt. So the guy like pulled it. He's just like, you had to have known the chick. I'm like, he wanted me to admit it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Like, these are two separate transactions. You think I recall the name? So I got canned out of that. But as I was walking out, I was like, oh shit. I'm glad he didn't find out basically about the $100,000 of merch and money that I stole in that 1 year that I worked here. I like doubled up my salary working. I was in the club three nights a week. New Ed Hardy shirt. Fucking, how much is that bottle of Jack 250? Throw the cash on the table. I was living.
How? This is way pre-surveillance state.
No, there was a camera, but the camera was angled in such a way that I just stood in the blind spot. Pocket money. That doesn't go into the system. We're doing inventory. All right, there's 12 hoodies here. Actually, I only count 11. Because I was also, by the way, this is where like how I was able to go. I was the assistant manager of the place. I had the fucking keys and I was just like, when we go locked up, I send everybody home, circle right back. That one hoodie that I didn't count in inventory, right in the bag. Let's get out of here.
I trust you, Carlos.
Well, look.
Oh no.
Again, this was eons.
Okay.
I'm unemployed now. If there's a way for me to steal money from you, I am going to do it. I need an income. Not you per se. Anybody who's listening, don't trust me around your wallet.
Bobby says he had a friend who worked at Chuck E. Cheese who charged everyone for tokens and marked it as free report card. Took their $20 and bought a brand new Firebird with it. It's pretty good. All right. That'll wrap up this episode. Carlos, I think you froze because I think the feds are on to you, but you're back now.
Yeah, there was definitely a clicking in my headphones.
Yeah, so we'll get you off and you can go hide and possibly get a, what's that called when you disguise yourself?
Witness protection.
Yeah, Jesus, I would have never got that.
It's sick.
Fuck.
Yeah. Man. All right, so maybe I'll see you next week. I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't get arrested, we'll be back, talk more NFL and everything else going on. It is the National Perspective. On the Winklerverse, thank you for stopping into said Winklerverse.
Don't steal.
To be a Team USA skier, it takes dedication, determination, and lots of hard work. But it doesn't take all that to score unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases. Just use the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo and tap to pay with that natural-born talent and unwavering focus. Earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases with the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo. Terms apply. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics and Paralympic Games.